So I kind of wish that Gene was preaching on this Sunday and not next Sunday. Partly because this is a very difficult gospel lesson, at least on the surface. Jesus continues his Sermon on the Mount. We've gotten kind of the Sermon on the Mount in three Sundays. This mic is kind of working. Now it's a little bit better. So here we see a continuation of his sermon. And it can appear pretty grim. How many of you are willing to tear out your eye for Jesus? Funny, that's a slogan that's never really caught on. Some even say that Jesus is going to the extreme in order to make a point. Now, in the Bible, you never get to read, in a sense, Jesus said sarcastically. Or Jesus said with a sense of humor. So we have to read into that. And while it's dangerous sometimes to read sarcasm into things, this may be one of those times. The absurdity of one-eyed and one-handed people going around. I think he makes that point because of who we are as human beings. I have had so many conversations with people who have not necessarily used these words, but it becomes very clear that they are trying to find out the bare minimum they have to do in order to be a Christian or a follower of Christ. Or let's just be honest, many people think in eternity, what's the bare minimum I got to do to get into heaven? Because that's what I want to do. The bare minimum. But Jesus calls us into something deeper in this gospel lesson. And at the core of all the things that he has listed, the basic formula says, you have heard it said, but I say to you. You have heard it said is kind of the bare minimum, what people were just looking to get by and do. And Jesus takes it a level deeper. I don't know about you these days, but for those of you who are on social media, I am finding it really, really, really tempting to unfriend a lot of people. Those people I don't agree with, those people that annoy me, I kind of mouse over that unfriend option. And it's tempting to do. It's tempting to do in our society more and more as we tend to get with people who look like us, who think like us, something we think we have in common. Our tribalism has become even more distinct these days. And it was like that in Jesus' times as well. Even in, you'll see in the Corinthians, in the sense of people who are so infantile that they have to feed on milk, that they can't have the real solid food left because they're just not spiritually mature enough. I don't know about you, but I kind of read that Corinthians and thinking, geez, I did a little bit of quarreling back and forth. Maybe I'm not ready for solid food. And at the heart of the gospel today is about relationships. Jesus is causing us to go deeper in those relationships, not just do the bare minimum. We are called, if we choose to follow Christ faithfully, not to take the easy way out. There may be some people in your life that you don't need to necessarily be with right now. You need some space. I will leave that up to you. But I think Jesus is calling us to do that prayerfully. To really think about that. Am I taking the easy way out? Or is God calling me to go deeper with this person, with this relationship? There was a study that was put out. Talked about neighborhoods. They did a study where they asked people, what does neighborhood mean to you? And people said stuff like, well, it's my neighbor is the person I call when my car is broken down. My neighbor is the person I call when I need to run out and somebody needs to watch the kids, so I drop them off at the neighbor's. I don't know the exact timeline on this study, but I know about 10 years later they came back and they asked people what neighborhood means. And people said, it's a place where I can escape. A place where I can get away and be myself. I feel like that's the way we're drifting as a society. And yet, Jesus calls us to do and to be something different. Something unique. Jesus calls us not simply to look at people as objects, but to go deeper in every relationship, in our marriages, in our friendships, in the people we interact with. He is calling us to go deeper. So the challenge I hear to me and to us as a community today is, how deep are we willing to go to follow Jesus? I'm not prepared to rip out my eye or cut off my hand. But I think Jesus is calling me to seek out those who I may be quarreling with. To seek out those where I need to reconcile with. Because at the end of the day, folks, the bare minimum is going to church, tithing, showing up. Those are good things. But that's not what following Christ is about. We know there is more. So Jesus may be saying to us, you have heard it said, show up to church, maybe go to a few committee meetings, tithe on time. But I say to you, Jesus says to you, what? What is he calling us to do and to be today? That is the answer that we have to come up with as a group, together, as a community. And I am excited to see what we will come up with. So folks, you have heard it said, but Jesus says to you, what? Amen.